Editor. Re. The Front Page Coast Reporter article about proposed logging in a very sensitive area above Roberts Creek. A real opportunity is finally here for the Sunshine Coast to get its fair share of protected areas. In December, Montreal hosted COP15, the 15th conference of the parties to the United Nations Convention on Biological Diversity, focused on the disastrous impacts of the escalating climate crisis on loss of global biodiversity and the need for rapid and bold political action. During the conference, the Government of Canada announced its firm goal to expand protected areas to 30% of Canada's lands and waters by 2030. Canada also advocated for collaboration and partnership, including with Indigenous peoples, the original guardians of the land, and real transformative change, innovation, and proper accounting for the true value of nature in decision-making across all sectors. https://www.canada.ca/n/services/environment/wildlife-plants-species/biodiversity/COP15.html. On January 5, under new Premier Eby's leadership, the government of BC committed to the 30 by 30 goal, protecting 30% of lands and waters by 2032. Here on the Sunshine Coast, we deserve to have at least 30% of Mount Elphinstone protected, especially biodiversity-rich habitats. Let's all work together to make it happen, starting with cancelling upcoming logging plans in a very sensitive area above Roberts Creek. Protection of natural ecosystems is not a luxury. It's a vital necessity to help halt global warming through carbon sequestration and help prevent biodiversity collapse. It's also needed for human health and sanity, including recreation and forest bathing. Paul George, OBC. Gibson's.